whatever it is you enjoy about the World of Warcraft, we have a challenge for you.
Adventure.
Crafted.
Murder.
Flowers.
This is the WoW Challenges Podcast, and here's your host, Lita.
Hello and welcome to the WoW Challenges Podcast. This is episode 278. Today is Saturday, November 13, 2021. Or if you're in the future, like me, it's Sunday, November 14. So I'm your host, Lita, and this week I am all by myself. So yeah, thank you, Chris. Thank you for the bits. That is very sweet. Thank you very much. And yeah, flowers. I can't even say it, Nisi. It's such a good intro. It's a damn shame I can't hear it. But anyway, you guys can, and that is the main thing. So as I said earlier, just before we started, I've got some IRL stuff to deal with. So we're going to have a short show. It will be a short show. And so I'm just going to go into the news and just some things and bits and pieces that we want to let you know about. And it's pretty much going to be it. So, you know, that's it. So yeah, so welcome. Well, we could do a really short show and just be welcome and goodbye. Kidding. He ran that through three different filters. Nice. Well, we appreciate Mr. Bright Owen very much for his talents in many aspects. So with that, and also the designs, we're very, very thankful and appreciate his work. So again, to Russ, thank you. Alright, we're gonna start off the show with, let me do this. We're not gonna talk about my week in WoW. We're going into news, so let's do news.
Breaking down news from the World of Warcraft.
And there's Rogue Slayer, who's been busy, I think, renovating and doing all sorts of wonderful things with Julie over in their new place. So if you're listening, Rogue Slayer, we're sending much love and positive vibes to you, and I hope the house is becoming very comfy for you and Julie. So yeah, think about her. I see her lots on Twitter and Instagram, but I miss seeing her in game, I must admit. Anyway, news. So we've got a couple of things that I want to start off with, and just a couple of congratulations. And even though, look, they're not verified, like we said, we've got the websites with tracking and all of that. We've got none of that happening at the moment due to coding issues, etc. So anyone that does ding, it's not verified, and until we get verified, it's not classed as a complete run. All right, but we still want to say just a couple of congratulations. One, first off, congratulations to Ash. He got his pally to max with doing Iron Man. So congratulations, Ash, well done. And to Zaya, again, Zaya, what's this? Like, you surely must be in double digits by now. Are you trying to catch Sir? I feel like there's gonna be a really good battle. So congratulations to Zaya as well for another Iron Champion. Once those verified, that means we'd have 31 and 32 Iron Men this expansion, which is fantastic. Congratulations. 9 so far. Alright, I thought for sure you'd be in double digits, but I'm guessing that won't be far off. So congratulations to you both, and as soon as we get verification, we can get, you know, get all the things that we like to do with getting the write-ups and all up on the website, etc. But at the moment, there is no tracking and things are just, there is none because of the coding. You've got your shaman at 57. Nice. Well done. Well done. That's exciting. All right. Okay, so other than that, we've also got WoW's 17th anniversary. Starts November 15th to December 6th. Okay, so that technically starts probably Tuesday for us Aussies, maybe, I would say. So yeah, 17. 17 anniversaries. Oh my goodness, which is amazing. So it'll be exciting to see what Blizzard's going to do. As we know from previous years, a pet and a mount would be awesome. I'm just saying. not being greedy or anything, but a pet and a mount would be fantastic. Yeah. Oh, I did do something. I got a new pet on Lisa. It was so exciting. If you're into collecting pets, obviously you can't on your shower soon. But if you're into collecting the pets, there is a new one that's out. And you've got to go to New Dalaran and talk to Brianni in the pet. And it starts you on a little quest chain. And it's a lot of fun. And it's a murloc called Gurgle. It's very cute. Super cute. So anyway, you do that on your main, do that on your scout, do that on your, you know, testing tomb, whichever. Do not do it on a challenge tomb. Because you've got a pet battle for the... the last aspect. There's 1, 2, 3. I think there's 4 quests up and 2, and then you've got to do a pet battle. And as we know, pet battles are not allowed for a challenge tune. So you can do the quest, but then you can't follow it through to actually get the pet. So do it on your normal tune. But yeah, it's super cute. Alright, so anniversary starts again November 15th to December 6th. Very exciting. Now, Nisi will have the write-up posted as soon as she's able to with the information. Obviously, we need to find out what's coming. What's coming? What's coming? And it will be, so she says, sometime Monday. Again, we need to find out what Blizzard's doing. Normally there are some buffs and things that you can attach to your character. For those ones that you can add on, you don't. So, but if it's like a, what will we call it? Like an event buff that can't be removed, well, then so be it. But for those that you actually put onto your toon, don't touch them. I'm just going to say, right now, don't touch any of those. I know on my challenge tomb, whenever I've got the anniversary gift, normally, one, a lot of the times I don't open it. I think I've still got like 5 years of anniversary gifts sitting on some challenge tunes. On other ones, if I open it, I destroy it. Or I just destroy the anniversary gift anyway. So, you know, again, we need to find out what they're doing for it. Maybe they're not doing anything. Doubtful, because Blizzard normally does something. So, yeah. So Nisi says once WoWhead's updated their article. They've updated it, but not sure. Need to check some stuff. So, yeah. So probably Monday, sometime Monday, it'll be up for you guys. Check it out. It'll be up on the website, and yeah, just, you know, tread carefully. It can be very good with some questing things that you can do. So Caverns of Time for the trivia dailies, which is always good, obviously. there is normally no love for the bloodthirsties. We know that. We've come to accept that with pretty much like every in-game event around. But for your irons, a lot of times they're good for your passies. Very good for passies. It means less archaeology for me on my passy. Yay, I do love archaeology, but you know, it's... I might have to ding her, like, with doing the last archaeology. That'd kind of be fun. But anyway, no one loves bloodthirsty, as Nisi says, yes. Well, Blizzard does not have much love for that, I know, because, you know, bloodthirsty's not how they want you to play the game. That's all how they want us to do it. So, yeah, it's... Still, it is what it is. It just means go out there and grind. Grind and kill those things on your bloodthirsties. So anniversary, it starts very soon, which is super exciting. So yay, happy anniversary, which is great. Find your ding. Exactly. Now, the other thing Blizzard has announced, patch 9.2, there's been no release date set yet. There is, hang on, let me see if I can copy this. We'll have a link to some patch notes that's come over. And, you know, as we know, that happens with everything that goes along with all the different patches, etc. There'll be changes along the way until it goes live. And even then, when it goes live, there might be quick hot fixes and things like that. So be aware, there is one, it will be coming. Mind you, we've only just got 9.1.5. I'm still trying to get my head around what I'm doing for that, which is good, but yeah, we'll keep you up to date with 9.2 and any information that comes from that as it comes along, because obviously there are times when there will be impacts to our challenge chains, and a lot of times it might be just impacts to your scouts or things like that. It's still stuff to keep in the back of your mind with a challenge chain, because you know, they do change things, and as we know, sometimes they don't tell us that they change things until things go live. Hence why stripping down your character, you know, getting all the white gear off just in case if they've decided to upgrade it, etc. You know, that's just a stock standard thing to do. The last thing you want to do is log into that toon, which I know I've done years ago, and they changed something on one of my irons. I'm pretty sure it was an iron, and made it was either a piece of gear, and like I'd stripped every other toon bar maybe one or two. And of course it was one that got done, and I'm talking this is probably like 4 or 5 years ago, so it's happened. So just, you know, be aware of that. Okay. Now, the other couple more things in the news to talk about is I will be doing the last show of the year, will be December 11. So, for those of you that want to participate in your death list of challenges and would like to share your number, tell us, you know, like one of your... you know, one of the horrible deaths that you've had, whatever you'd like to share, get that into me or to a mod by December 9th, so I can have that sorted. All right, and that way we can read out on the show. Not really sure who's this year's gonna take it out. I've got my list. It's been very, very short this year. Also, I've had not so much playtime, so that's kind of like balanced out with don't have so many deaths, so yay, not so much playtime because real life and body and that, so it's kind of like, well, so yeah. And again, yeah, it's crazy. What are we are now midway through November. Like, where has this year gone? It's just, Chris says, what's playtime? Exactly. So, yeah. So, for those of you that would like to participate, you can certainly send them through to the Twitter account, to the WoW Challenges, to mine. That's fine. If you want to send it through to podcast@wowchallenges.com. You can message and let the mods know, like, whatever you'd like to do, that's fine. We will, you know, I will collate everything and get that together for the December 11th. So what's that? That's like a month away, I think. Another maybe 4 shows until the end, or 3 for the year, for the end of the year. So yeah, so yay, which will be exciting because Christmas is nearly here. Again, it's like, what? So that we've got to do. Now, the other thing to remind you of is there is another promo for Spreadshirt. If you guys weren't here last week, I got to share with you the fantastic designs that Russ did. Mr. Bright 01, again, we heart him very much because I love them. There's some new Christmas designs up on the website for some WoW Challenges Christmas stuff. And super, again, he did an amazing job, absolutely love him. But there will be free standard shipping from the 15th to the 17th. So if you want to get yourself something for Christmas, put in your stocking stuffer to give someone else, you know, pop over to Spreadshirt. And again, you know, it's not long till Christmas, so we're Webshirt, yes. Go to the Webshirt, everybody. That's good. So yeah, so that's the news. I don't think there's anything else to add to it. Again, you know, it's we're doing a super quick, short show. So that's the big stuff. Please, you know, keep that in mind. And again, Nisi will have the update for the write-up for the anniversary on the website as soon as she's able to, and she'll tweet that out and let, if you're in Discord, let you know so you can keep an eye on that for your challenge tunes. Okay, soon TM, yes, exactly. Okay, let's do chit chat.
Hey yo, it's chit chat.
And the goblin, there he is. All right. So as we like to start off our chit chat in, I get to do them all today. This is exciting. It doesn't often happen. Let's play Azzy's Bomba.
It's Azzy's Pun.
Oh, it makes me smile every time. All right, from Azzy's Pun Vault, we have got, my friend told me you have a BA, a master's, and a PhD, but you still act like an idiot. It was a third degree burn. Yep. Okay. Okay. I like it. I've got some family members that I could say that to. I don't think they'd find that funny, which would be even funnier. But anyway, Thank you. I do appreciate that. All right. So from Dave's words of wisdom, he says, I came, I saw, I forgot what I was doing. I retraced my steps, got lost on the way back. Now I have no idea where I am or what's going on. Yep. Totally understand that. Stir says, as a scientist, I resemble that remark. Nice. Yeah, that one's good. Thank you, Dave. That's good. Hang on, let me play this one for both Azzy's and Dave's because they were great. Two thumbs up on both of them. Dave's just hits way too close to home because that is so true. Alrighty. Now, we had I don't think it's really a question. We just got some information. And this is from T_Hill199. I'm going to say was on Discord, but Nisi can tell me. I can't remember. So, be careful if you're questing in the Blasted Lands before the Horde invasion. If you log out, then log back in, the whole Dreadmoor Horde becomes hostile. They did not have Chromie time running, and they were below level 30 when this happened. So that was the first part. Zaya responded with, Blasted Land is now the WOD one by default. You have to talk to Zadormi every time you want to go there. It resets if you leave or log out. For Darkshore, Tirisfal, Arathi, Silithus, Uldum, Vale of Eternal Blossom, the settings stay the same until you talk to Zadormi again. Again, why would it make Blasted Lands different? So yeah, again, and you've just got to be so careful with, as we know, I said to you a couple weeks ago, you know, I was just flying, hopped on the flight path, went through Arathi, did not even think about the fact that my passy had not been there for ages. So of course flew into it was Horde controlled, you know, so all the changes to that, absolutely had a heart attack and had to get to Zadormi to change it back. And I haven't had any issues, mind you, she's been busy she was doing the candy buckets and other things, but you know, it's still, there's nothing like giving yourself your own little heart attack as you come into a zone because you completely forget about it. But Blasted Lands, yes, is a big one. If you leave, if you log out, whichever, it will revert back. Again, why they made it that way and the others stay the same, I don't know, can't answer that one for you. So, but just, again, be aware. Be very aware. Okay? Because, yeah, having a heart attack like that is not a good thing. All right. Other than that, that was all the information we had. Again, thank you. These are good reminders to keep, you know, getting into the brain to, you know, I haven't been to Rathi in, like, ages on a challenge tune, I must admit. Probably the last time I went there was on an, I'm gonna say it was on an iron ages ago, probably way before Shadowlands. Yeah, no, it might have actually been on Bloods, because there is quite a few, there are some good rares over there, and you know, hitting the, I was gonna say the raptor. Going across, getting the, I was going to say bumblebee, it's not bumblebee, wasp, I'm going to say it's wasp, you know, getting the bird flying around, there's, you know, there is quite a few, But I haven't been over there for ages, so we will, you know, having these reminders is really good to have. So thank you for letting us know. Spider, raptor, two birds, I think, Nisi says, plus the wasp. Yeah. Yeah, there's quite a few. Obviously, it's not as good as other places like Western Plagueland, Loch Modan. You know, there's places. So just keep an eye out. Alrighty. Okay, anything else? Nisi, did I forget anything? I don't think so. I think we're done. Again, sure. Yay! Alright. So, let me know if there's anything I've forgotten. I think I've covered all the big stuff. Again, there's not a huge amount, but just to quickly go over, we've got WoW Anniversary, which starts in November 15th to December 6th, so very exciting for that. Patch 9.2, there's information coming out for that. No release date yet. And last show of the year, the Death List Show, which is what it's been known as for, what, the last 5-6 years, however long we've been doing it. We completely blame Zorts on that one. Will be December 11th, and get your list in to me by the 9th of December. Okay? Alright, so that's all the big stuff, and yeah, so we will wrap up. Alright, so we want to say, hang on, I'm going to do my little hearty heart. There's my little hearty heart. Alright, so we want to say a big thank you to all our Iron Elites for keeping the lights on and all the things. So again, we appreciate, we thank you very much. So to Aleandris, Awesome Trousers, Boz, Cell, Chupa, Dave DeHunter, Execute, Fair, Gazton, Granegas, Chris W, Laren Ramar, Alita, that's me, Mr. Bride 01, Mrs. Rock Guru, Nisi, Parison, Rud, Stir, Stone, Tiber, aka Tiber. Can't do it as good as Stone, I'm sorry. Wanima, Zaya, and Zorts. Thank you guys very much. Chris, thank you. You are a treasure. Thank you. Heart you as well, very much. It's very sweet of you. Thank you for the bits. Appreciate that. And again, to the wonderful mods that we have that are here in the chat room, on Discord, that help out with all the things. Sarah and myself want to say again, thank you for all that you guys do. To Awesome Trousers, Boz, Execute, Fair, Chris, Nisi, and Zaya, thank you. Truly, thank you so much. We do appreciate it. To the Code Wardens, thank you. To everyone here in the Twitch channel, thanks for hanging out, guys. I know it's a short show, but you know, IRL is happening. Fridge. Seriously, there's nothing worse than throwing out food, perfectly good food, because it's going off. It's such a horrible feeling, but you know, it is what it is. So thank you for spending some time with me tonight, today, this morning, wherever you are. So thanks for hanging out. To those listening for the podcast, thank you. Hi. Short show. Have a good week, all of that. I will be back next week, which will be Saturday, November 20th at 7 p.m. Eastern. Don't forget, times have changed, always 7 p.m. Eastern when I do the show, which for me, Queensland time, well, leader time, is 10 a.m. On a Sunday, which is pretty much like coffee time. Can I just say, like, you know, we could just hang, have a coffee. I'd say play some games, but I got IRL to deal with. Otherwise, I'd be like, let's go play something. Let's have a sip. Everyone, cheers. Have some coffee. Good blend. I did well today. That's a nice blend. Anyway, get your coffee tips here. So yes, we'll be back next week, 7 p.m. Eastern. Now, don't forget you can find all the bits and pieces, the information over at the website, which is wowchallenges.com. You'll also find there's information for Discord, Facebook, Twitch, Twitter, and the YouTube channels are there. If you want to download, you can find the podcast on Google Play, iTunes, Spotify, and Stitcher Radio. If you want to contact the show, contact me, certainly, for your death list. Send it through to podcast@wowchallenges.com or hit up the Twitter account, you know, so, you know, that's fine. Just let us know and I can put that in ready for the show on December 11th. Got until December 9th to get them in. Alrighty. Okay, if you want to find me on all pretty much like all the things, I'm just Leta Wow, which is LeetaWow, which is on Twitter, Instagram, not on Facebook because that's like my real name. But you know, if you're over there, you know who I am. And TikTok, which is my new guilty pleasure when I get time, which I haven't had much time to do any of that, but yeah, you can find me there. So other than that, lots of thank yous to Mr. Bright 01 for the intro. We do love that, and if anyone knows how to fix audio issues, please let me know, because I really miss listening to Ross when I played the intro. Cannot figure it out for the life of me. But we do appreciate all he's done, plus the wonderful, wonderful designs over on the Spreadshirt store. So please go check them out because they are super cute. Absolutely. Also, in honor of wonderful friend of mine, a wonderful friend of the show, Epic Insanity, who passed away a couple months ago now. Wow, time flies, doesn't it? I will be playing the entire outro now live, and it is in love, his support for what we did, that I do this to say thank you to him, because he was a great friend and I miss him. Simple as that. So again, thanks guys, thanks for hanging out. Appreciate that. Hope you all have a wonderful, wonderful week. Christmas is coming. I know it's crazy. It's middle of November and all of that, but please just remember, stay safe both in and out of game. We will catch you next week. Mwah. See you guys.
The WoW Challenges podcast is a World of Warcraft gaming podcast produced by Leta. Copyright 2021. Portions of this podcast belong entirely to Blizzard Entertainment. The music used for the show belongs to Kevin MacLeod, and you can find his great stuff at incompetech.com. No copyright infringement is intended.